Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your host, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic birth chart of a newsworthy person.
This week we have chosen to do the chart of Bradley Manning, the infamous Army intelligence analyst who leaked hundreds of thousands of secret U.S. military documents and communiques to WikiLeaks, and was court-martialed and who now identifies as a female and has taken the name Chelsea.
All right. So even though we lack a published birth time for Manning, we are going to take a stab at it nonetheless. He was born on December 17th, 1987 in Crescent, Oklahoma.
Ron and I have agreed upon 7:20 a.m. is the most probable birth time, making him a Scorpio rising, but we must now set out to prove this chart.
Okay, so David, what did you find out about Manning so far?
Manning has but one elder sister, a sister who is 11 years older than him, and this same sister has recently testified in court that both parents were alcoholics. Thus, she was the one who had to take care of him, basically raise him.
Yeah, so in a Vedic astrology chart, the 11th house represents the elder sibling, and the ruler of the sign there, in this case, that planet is Mercury, ruler of Virgo, then represents his older sister. And you see here how Mercury is nearly on top of the rising degree in the first house, indicating a major influence on Bradley Manning from the elder sibling.
Yeah, that would certainly be an effect on him personally.
Yeah.
Mercury also rules the eighth house of a Scorpio rising chart. The eighth house indicates secrets and clandestine activities, as well as humiliation, for which he definitely went through in his early incarceration.
Yeah.
So when the eighth house lord occupies the first house, the themes of the eighth house are major factors in one's own life. We know that Manning had to endure a lot of humiliation and abuse, both in school and in the military.
Right. The ruler of a Scorpio rising chart is Mars. Mars is placed in the 12th house along with the moon. The 12th house is the house of hidden things. Mars and moon is a particularly excitable combination, given to passion, even violence. Here in the house of the subconscious, it is reported that at times Manning would explode, for example, screaming back at a drill sergeant in the military who was screaming at him.
Braver than me, that's for sure.
Yeah, really.
Mars also represents the sixth house of defense, and the moon represents the ninth house of destiny, here together in the 12th house of foreign lands, which is also the house of confinement, that is to say, prison. Of course, now both have figured prominently in his life. There's a really strong combination in his second house. Saturn, Sun, and Uranus all tightly conjunct in the first degrees of Sagittarius. What do you make of that one, Ron?
Well, it looks like a pretty volatile combination, but first off, all three of these planets are considered natural malefic planets. The second house is childhood, and by all reports, having alcoholic parents who neglected him did not give him a pleasant beginning in life. Also, these three planets are together in the lunar sign Mula, a sign that is known for upheaval and extreme events. Note, too, that these three planets are at the midpoint of the nodes, in other words, square to the Rahu-Ketu axis. This pattern creates an especially intense nature, being moody and sensitive, and simultaneously defiant and reckless. In other words, prone to drastic actions.
Something else I notice is that he has Jupiter, the ruler of the fifth house, is in the fifth house with Rahu. This should be a good combination for intelligence, since Jupiter is the planet of wisdom and Rahu intensifies what it comes in contact with.
True. And it also gives him some unusual beliefs. Jupiter, the planet of beliefs and religion, combined with Rahu, the significator of the unusual.
I see also that Manning has the ruler of the ninth house of beliefs in his 12th house of loss and renunciation. reportedly he is an atheist.
Yes, David. And here's another interesting tidbit. Scorpios are particularly attracted to secrets, having a special talent for dealing with secret information, and more so when Mercury, the planet of information, is placed in Scorpio, as it is here. But what is interesting is that Jeshta, which is the rising nakshatra, the rising lunar sign, always has to have a confidant, someone they can share the secret information with. Otherwise, they can't sleep.
Hmm. Yeah, and we know who that someone was. Yeah. What do you think his chart prompted him to do what he did?
Well, okay. First off, the ruler of the chart, Mars, as well as his moon, are both in Libra, the sign of balance and harmony. So although Libra primarily seeks balance through a bonded relationship, the idealism of this sign extends to social justice. Libra wants a world that is more fair and equal for everyone. Manning fought for equality. Thus, when Manning became aware of the injustice of the U.S. operations in Iraq, he wanted to do something about it.
And he certainly did. And he has that strong Jupiter in Pisces. Jupiter is the planet of truth, and Pisces is another one of the idealistic signs. Pisces is very compassionate, and note that Jupiter's with Rahu, a significator of foreigners. Manning cared about what has been happening to the Iraqis.
Yeah.
How about if we take a look at Manning's dosses and transits this time, Ron?
Okay. Well, if we are right about his birth time, he was born in a Rahu major period. Now, Rahu is toxins, and his mother reputedly drank while pregnant, and according to the army doctors, he has the appearance of someone with fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting thing when I was researching his life. Then he grew up in a Jupiter major period for his childhood at large, which activated his benefic natal Jupiter in the fifth house of intelligence. And he was a smart kid. He won some statewide quizzes and things like that. Although Jupiter also activated that rather negative second house, giving him an unhappy childhood.
Right. And now Manning is in the Saturn major period, which began around the age of 18 for him. Saturn is not a happy planet in his chart. It is right there at the Gundant point, 0 degrees Sagittarius. Planets at the intersection of a water sign and a fire sign suffer. And in this case, Saturn is also in deep combustion with its bitter enemy, the Sun. So his Saturn major period is an especially bad period at this time in his life.
Yeah, and that's a particularly strong Gundant point as well.
Right.
Saturn is now transiting through his 12th house. That's a transit well known for creating endings. It also directly connects with his natal Mars and natal Moon, another really unpleasant combination. Also, currently, it's in the Venus sub-period, and Venus is the ruler of the 12th house. No surprise, then, that he's been in prison for 3 years now.
Yeah, and yet, look at what happens in another 9 years, okay? Just when he'd be eligible for parole, Manning comes to the end of Saturn period and begins his Mercury major period. His Mercury major period actually could be good for him.
Ron, since it has made the news as a major item, let's take an astrological look into Manning's decision to become a transgendered person.
Okay, so that means taking a look at the issue from at least three angles to try and get a fix on something that's a bit complicated. We must look at the natal chart, we have to look at the transits, and also the planetary period, the Lord and the sub-Lord, for Manning's life at this time.
In Manning's chart, both gender planets are under a bit of pressure. Venus, the female planet, is quite weak at 0 degrees of Capricorn, a sign that is concerned with its reputation. Venus rules the seventh house of relationship and sexual desire, where its sign, Taurus, is located. Venus is placed in the third house of personal desires and self-efforts. Whereas if you look at Mars, the male gender planet, it's in the 12th house of the unknown and in the sign Libra, which in turn is ruled by that weak Lord, Venus. And it is also noteworthy to see a major significator for things feminine, the moon, there in the 12th house conjunct Mars. And the moon rules the 12th house of belief and destiny.
I think it's the 9th house of belief and destiny.
Oh, excuse me.
Anyway, okay, so all in all, as regards sexuality and realization of desires, this natal chart is both weak and confused. Anyway, let's move on to the transit chart.
Right off the bat, you see a debilitated Mars transiting in Manning's 9th house of beliefs and a debilitated Venus in the 11th house of gains. This begs the question, what does he gain by making this statement at this time? Jupiter, the planet of beliefs, is transiting the 8th house of support from others in the sign of communications, Gemini. And last but not least, the powerful conjunction of Saturn and Rahu is in the 12th house, the house of prison and the disadvantaged. Saturn is time and delay. Rahu is transforming. So it sounds like he is banking on support from other disadvantaged groups, such as the LGBT community, and the effect of time and delay for transforming the outcome.
That's a pretty good summation of everything, David. You did that really well. But now, if you add the planetary period lord and the sub-period lord, the picture becomes complete. So Manning is in a Saturn major period. Saturn rules the third house of self-effort and the fourth house of deep-seated feelings. But Saturn is, as we saw, extremely weakened in the chart by being in the Gedant position and being combust. Meanwhile, the sub-period ruler is Venus at this time. Once again, Venus at 0 degrees, a very weak planet in the chart. Venus rules the 7th house of the relationship and also the 12th house of endings, loss and separation and completion. So Venus brings the energy, that energy of the 12th house, to his 3rd house of self-efforts. In other words, efforts at this time are essentially fruitless.
Well, I'm convinced that we have the correct chart for Chelsea Manning, and that this is the chart of a person who would legitimately question their own gender identity.
Yeah, and although Manning may not get the desired operation at this time, there looks to be a better chance during her Mercury major period after she gets out of prison. And as usual, we are out of time, so that'll be it for this evaluation.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye.